Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn has conceded the race to his challenger, Ed Murray. Meanwhile, Murray says he wants to resign his state Senate seat as soon as possible so he can focus on his transition to City Hall. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
McGinn's worst day as mayor was indicative of his tumultuous relationships with other city officials. He says it was the day City Attorney Pete Holmes released a letter criticizing him just as he entered secret mediation with the Department of Justice on police reform. McGinn told reporters Holmes had given the letter to city council members.
That's pretty much like giving it to you guys. So that was probably, you know, it's like, man, I'm worried about our budget. I'm worried about an effective reform plan. I'm worried about public safety. And I am now heading in there with absolutely no bargaining leverage.
But McGinn counts many successes, saying the agenda he championed in his first term is now the agenda of the city, from transit to the education levy. But he says Ed Murray's common refrain of collaboration may not be enough to get things done.
Because there will come a moment when you got to take sides and you're going to make somebody angry. You're going to disappoint somebody. And I think that's the question for our new mayor.
I have no problem making decisions and taking sides. You don't get out of any political process with everybody happy. If you do, then it didn't mean anything.
That's Mayor-elect Ed Murray. He says as a legislator, he's well acquainted with bruising disputes. Murray unveiled the co-chairs of his transition team, Dwight Dively and Martha Cho, who are old colleagues from his time working at Seattle City Council. Murray says he'll strike a balance between political insiders and new faces.
I think we've seen in Washington, D.C., particularly in the House, when you don't have people with experience, what you run into. At the same time, our transition committee will consist of folks who haven't been involved in government, folks, particularly younger people or grassroots people who are on the ground and are not involved in City Hall.
Cho is now with the Gates Foundation, while Dively oversees budgets for King County. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.